Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Dia Nagaraj, and she is the Albert Ravenholt Curator of Danish America Culture. Good morning to you, Dia.
Good morning, LaVon. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. It's always good to kind of keep up with what's going on at the Museum of Danish America, and you always have something in the work. So the first thing I'd like to visit about is the current exhibit that you have that's there, I believe, until May.
Yes. So until May 30th, so basically through Labor Day weekend, we have our exhibit, Papierclip, A Global and Timeless Art. And this exhibit explores the story of paper cutting. So papierclip is the Danish word for their particular paper cutting tradition, but of course cultures around the world have been cutting paper and creating amazing designs pretty much since paper was invented. And so this exhibit really explores that global and historic story of paper cutting art, and it features pieces from many different cultures, reproductions from artists both from China to America to Denmark and beyond. So it's a really fun exhibit for the whole family because paper cutting is something you can even do in your own house. So
hopefully it
inspires people to try it out.
You can start with something simple rather than some of those designs are very, very intricate, but you got to start somewhere. So it's interesting, you know, it's easy to assume, for instance, that this is just a Danish art. No, it's a worldwide art. It really opens up our vision about the world.
Absolutely. I think it's such a beautiful Danish tradition, but it's also really interesting and important for people to see how those traditions that we hold so dearly are part of a much bigger global story. And I think it really reminds us that the world may be huge, but we are still all connected through art and culture in a variety of ways. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we don't understand the language, but often we can understand the art, so it's a good way to communicate. So let's talk about, I think there's several new ones coming up, but where should we start with a new exhibit coming?
Yeah. So at the end of this month, our intern, Sarah, will actually be opening an exhibit exploring the story of Danish Mormonism and their journey to America. So many people may not know this, but the first major group of Danish immigrants were actually Mormon converts. And so Sarah has been doing a lot of research, and that exhibit will be opening later this month. It's called In Search of Zion, the Danish American Mormon Movement.
I'm thinking that will be very surprising to many people. One, because we don't know the background of the whole Mormon movement. And secondly, it's just not what we think of being Danish. So, again, that's what the museum is all about, is getting us to know more about Danish Americans.
Absolutely. It'll be exciting to share, I think, a lesser known part of Danish immigration history. So we've been learning along with Sarah, because many of us were not very familiar with that story. So we're really looking forward to that show opening and being able to share a really interesting and important part of history with the public.
And this probably shows my ignorance, but did any of those Mormons stay in this area, in anywhere in Iowa or Missouri, or did they all move on?
A few of them did, but for the most part, most of them ended up in Utah. In fact, some of the communities right outside Salt Lake City were heavily, heavily Danish and even broadly Scandinavian. But a lot of the Danish Mormons chose to journey to Utah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's lots to learn about the Mormons and their history, too. So you have another fascinating exhibit that's going to be opening soon.
Yes. So over Labor Day weekend, on that Friday, on May 26th, Tattoo Identity Through Ink will be opening. I think a lot of people may not necessarily associate Denmark with tattooing, but interestingly, Denmark probably, actually not probably, definitely has the longest tattooing history of any of the Scandinavian countries, and the world's oldest continuously running tattoo shop is actually located in Copenhagen.
Very surprising.
And so this exhibit is putting tattooing into a global story. So the history of tattooing, indigenous tattooing traditions, even American tattooing history, but of course with a focus on Scandinavian tattooing in particular. The exhibit was curated by Lars Krutak and put together by Vesterheim Museum in Decorah, and it's supported by Humanities Iowa.
This sort of reminds us of the last statement you made, that you always have exhibits that are moving on that you get from other places, and then you share some of the exhibits that you've put together with other folks.
That's such an important part of what we do, because we realize that we cannot share every story. And so when other institutions have put together exhibits where they share really interesting stories that are relevant to what we do, it's a great opportunity for us to be able to borrow it and share it with our viewers. And similarly, when we put together an exhibit, it's always exciting to see it move to new communities and see how different communities engage with the content that we're creating. So, for example, Papierclip, that paper cutting exhibit that's on display now, that'll actually be headed to Minneapolis, to Norway House, for the summer. So we're really looking forward to having it in their venue and seeing how that community responds to paper cutting traditions.
And you have many exhibits, part of your collection, that stay there all the time. And I'm thinking about a famous piano that's on exhibit.
Yes. So we have our Victor Borge piano. This was actually the first piano that Victor Borge purchased, and it was at his home in St. Croix, and he very generously donated it to the museum. And so it is a beautiful part of the story that we share here, and it is played every spring at our Victor Borge Legacy Award recital. And so we have piano students from three different regions who come and perform on the Victor Borge piano.
That must be a real treat for them, a real thrill. Is that coming up yet this spring? Do you have a date for that?
Yes, that will be held on May 15th at 2 p.m.
Okay, and Andrea, we've now talked about a number of things, and if people want to keep up with what's going on at the Museum of Danish America, what are the best ways to do that?
Definitely check our website, which is danishmuseum.org, but I also do recommend following us on Facebook or Twitter, particularly Facebook. You'll see notifications for upcoming events, as well as interesting posts of pieces from our collection. So our interns do a good job of highlighting different things from our collection that you may not see in your visit, because they may be stored in a vault at the time. So it's a great way to keep up to date with events and learn more about what we're doing behind the scenes as well.
And last reminder, what are the hours to visit?
So we are currently open from 10 to 4, and we will be reopening on weekends. I believe this weekend we will be starting to reopen for Saturday.
Okay. You're going to have some excited people hearing that, because I think people are anxious to do some new things and revisit some of their favorite places. So that's great news, Dia. So we want to thank you very much, Dia Nagarage for visiting with us from the museum. And until next time, remember, the museum celebrates Danish roots and American dreams.